What's going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Prep Egina, back again for a busy week of MMA news and results on this Mother's Day weekend. With that being said, I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, especially my mother. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And my beautiful wife, Genesis. I love you so much. Thank you for everything you do for the baby and me. I don't think I could be a parent without you. If it wasn't for you, I don't think I'd enjoy this journey as much as I do. So thank you so much. Now that that's out the way, let's get into some MMA news. Last week, right when we got off the air, we found out that Yoel Romero is out of his fight with Anthony Rumble Johnson. Not only that, we also found out that TJ Dillashaw, due to an injury, was out of his fight with Corey Sandhagen. Now, a few days ago, we heard Nate Diaz has had to pull out due to injury, but the fight has just been rescheduled to an already stacked June 12th card. So just prepping you for that, let's go over this card real quick as it stands today. We have Drew Dober versus Brad Riddell, the return of Chase Hooper, Matt Frivola versus Frank Camacho, Lauren Murphy versus Joanne Calderwood, Carol Rosa versus Sajara Eubanks, Hakeem Dawodu returns, Jake Collier returns, Leon Edwards and Nate Diaz, Damian Maya, Bilal Muhammad, Paul Craig, Jamal Hill, Davison Figueiredo versus Brandon Moreno 2, and then in the main event spot, Israel Adesanya versus Marvin Vettori 2. And that's a hell of a main event, co-main event combo. And then you add Nate Diaz versus Leon Edwards in a 5-round fight under that. This is going to be a fantastic card. I cannot wait. I can't wait to see what Diaz looks like. And I'm really curious to see what Vettori comes up with to try to finish Stylebender. Because once again, I will agree that I feel bad for the next person to fight Stylebender coming off of his first loss. I think he is going to come out like a bat out of hell. And I'm excited for it, man. I hope we see a newly reinvigorated Stylebender with even better than before takedown defense. Because let's not forget that his takedown defense is superb. Let's not paint this new narrative that Stylebender can't avoid takedowns. Because if you've been following him since he's been in the UFC, his takedown defense has been almost perfect. Almost perfect. Let's talk about someone who's gone way under the radar, but I think coming off of injury deserves a huge spotlight, and that is Tatiana Suarez. Now, Tatiana Suarez was on a podcast earlier this week where she stated that she's hoping to return later this year, but her return will be at flyweight instead of strawweight, citing, you know, that she's never missed weight or been remotely close to missing weight, but I think she likes, it's an energy issue. Like, she likes the idea of having that extra 10 pounds that she won't have to worry about, you know, being tired going into the cage or, you know, her body failing on her. Let's remember, Tatiana Suarez, yes, she is slim, but she is a taller female for that division. So I think her body much well would suit her at flyweight. And I like the matchups at flyweight for her. Like, Tatiana Suarez is a fantastic wrestler, and she's going to have some great competition to go through at women's flyweight. And, you know, maybe one day be able to fight Valentina Shevchenko, who really needs challengers, especially right now. Like, there's two names, and that's it. Once she defeats those two names, if she can, it's very bare from there. Very, very bare as far as competition for her. But I hope Tatiana can come back and be healthy. Let's get into some fight announcements for this week. Just a quick two for this week. We have the returning Sugar Sean O'Malley. He'll be fighting Luis Smoka on July 10th, which is the McGregor fight card. And we have, for that same card, Irene Aldana versus Yana Kunitskaya. That is a tough, tough fight for Irene Aldana. Gonna be a fun striking battle, but Yana, man, she's such a beast. Either way, fun fight. That's it for this week, though. Last week, back at the UFC Apex for Reyes versus Prochaska, I turned on the card for the TJ Brown versus Kai Kamaka fight. Extremely fun fight. I personally scored it for Kai Kamaka. I thought that the two knockdowns that he scored over TJ Brown and all the damage that he was able to do with the takedowns kind of sealed the deal. Like, yes, very close fight, but I thought that Kai Kamaka had a little more control and a bit more damage, and I thought he would win unanimously, me personally. But I'm not a judge, and the judges gave it to TJ Brown. Seems like everybody else pretty much gave it to Kamaka as well. It's going to be interesting how they do when it comes to the appeal for this fight, because apparently Kamaka's team is going to try to appeal the decision. Right after that, a fight that I was really looking forward to, and for the, minute and a half or 2 minutes that it did last, was extremely exciting. Luana Pinheiro defeats Randa Marcos by disqualification via illegal upkick. For those who said that, Luana was faking it because she asked if she would lose the fight if she didn't go back in, that's on instinct for her. I think she asked if she lost the fight, like if she had got knocked out, that she lost the fight. But it was very clear that she was, rocked heavy. That was a serious upkick by Randa. And I don't know if we see her back in the UFC again, but I know one thing, that next time Luana comes out, I cannot wait. I think a lot more people are going to tune in after seeing what they did for those 2 minutes. She was able to throw Randa around, really stick it to her on the feet as well. She is just a fantastic talent. There's a reason why I said that she was one of the women that I'd keep my eye on this year. And this was her first fight, and unfortunately ended in controversy, but I think that she showed enough skill out there for us to be excited to see her again, because she is fantastic. We had Merab Dvalishvili defeating Cody Stamann by unanimous decision. This fight was high pace and just a complete, sprint. But I think Merab was really able to put it on Cody. He got him down and just showed that he's the superior athlete, man. Merab is going to be tough to beat at this point in the game. And I'm looking forward to seeing who else he has, next. I think he called out Dominic Cruz. I guess that's the cool thing to do nowadays. Everybody's calling out Dominic Cruz. But I hope that they build him the right way. They're doing it good so far. I think Cody Stamann was one of the first real tests for him. So let's see what they do next. We had Sean Strickland defeating Chris Jocko by unanimous decision. It is fun to watch Sean Strickland strike, but at 185, I just don't see how he can really contend with the elite. He's a flat-footed, you know, boxer. His footwork is very lacking. And, you know, just think at the top. Just think what Stylebender would do to him. What someone who bounces around like Robert Whittaker would be able to do to him. It's just, you know, as fun as he is, as much as I enjoy watching Sean Strickland and his interviews and his fighting, I just don't see how great he's going to do against those elite guys. It's going to be a tough adjustment for him. Iwan Kutalaba and Dustin Jacoby go to a split draw after three rounds. We had Giga Chikadze defeating Cub Swanson by kick to the body. Just a devastating kick. Puts Cub down. You know, Cub didn't quit, but Giga finished him with some ground and pound that Cub really couldn't answer. So congratulations to Giga. I love that he said he was the best striker in MMA. Basically calling out Max Holloway without calling out Max Holloway. And then he asked for Max Holloway. I don't think he's going to get it, but I would love to see that fight one day. You know, I think it's a long ways away, though. And then in the main event, Jiří Procházka finishes Dominic Reyes by spinning back elbow. No lie. This is exactly how I witnessed this live. After the Sean Strickland fight, I fell asleep between the commercial break right after his interview. And I wake up to Jiří, like, I wake up exactly as Jiří was throwing that spinning elbow. It was wild. I couldn't believe that I caught it live the way I did. Like, I woke up and he's throwing the spinning back elbow and Dominic Reyes is face flat on the canvas. It was insane. Congratulations to Jiří Procházka. Seems like he's next for the winner of Jan versus Glover. We have Alexander Rakic calling for a number one contender bout with Jiří. If I was Rakic, man, I don't think I'd be calling for that fight because that is a tough matchup for him. Yeri's dynamic. He has a hell of a chin and he's got real knockout power. And I just don't think that Rakic would have an answer for any of Jiří's weapons. Like, that is a tough fight, man. I cannot wait to the rest of this year to see what happens at light heavyweight. Like, light heavyweight without John Jones is insane. But that was UFC Fight Night Jiří. Before I started to record today, I caught some of the PFL cards, so just some quick hits. I was able to see Kayla Harrison defeat Marana Moraes by ground and pound in the first round. She completely obliterates this girl, cuts a promo, and drops the mic. Here's my issue. I personally love Kayla Harrison. I think she's great. But you can't say things like how this is a coronation, that you're the baddest in the woman in the world, not just in this room, but any room, when the people you're fighting are the people that you're fighting. Like, Larissa Pacheco, I love you. Congratulations on your victory today. But she ain't it, sis. You know, how many times can you make 145 to fight in Amanda Nunes? You know, these aren't what, you know, small fights. These are big girl fights, you know, and for you to prove yourself that you're the baddest woman, you need to fight in these big girl fights. Cause the fights at the PFL ain't it. It's just not, you know, women's lightweight isn't really a thing, unfortunately, you know, as as much as I'd love for it to be that, it's just not. It's not a thing. So she crushed it today. She completely obliterated this girl. But let's be honest, this girl is 16-11 after today. So 16-11. I was really excited to see Muhammad Usman. He drops a fight to Brandon Sales in the second round by rear naked choke submission. Like I mentioned, Larissa Pacheco defeated her opponent in the first round. And then in the main event, Henan Fajeda defeats Fabricio Werdum with a bit of controversy there. Apparently, you know, I saw it too, but I just don't know how to call it. So it seemed like he had a triangle on, Werdum did, and while he was squeezing, the guy tapped Verdum's shoulder twice, like tap, like he was tapping out. And then I guess from what it looked like, Werdum released a little bit of the pressure, and as soon as that happened, the dude just started wailing on him because the ref didn't see the tap. So Werdum argued the call. We'll see what happens. I'm not quite sure how to even think about it. It was unfortunate because Werdum always looks slick on the ground, man, and he just got beat up here after, you know, unfortunately letting go of some pressure on that submission. But that was the PFL. Interesting. I think that they have way better production than One Championship, but the product is lacking a bit still. We'll give it some time. Bellator has a card tonight as we speak. So let's talk about some of the notable names, because this card is stacked even though some fights have fell off or some opponents have. The return of Henry Corrales. We have Patchy Mix versus Albert Morales. Lorenz Larkin versus Rafael Cavallo. We have Michael Page versus Derek Anderson. Patricky Pitbull versus Peter Queeley. And then in the co-main event, we have the return of Anthony Rumble Johnson versus Jose Augusto Acevedo. And then we have in the main event, Juan Archuleta versus Sergio Pettis for the Bellator Bantamweight Championship. I expect that fight to be incredibly fast-paced and, you know, I don't know if anybody has any power to finish the other guy, but I think that, you know, if there is a finish, it will be by submission or, you know, decision. So it should be, like I said, a really fun, fast-paced fight. Kind of like what we saw with Merab and Cody Stamann. Have you ever seen Juan Archuleta in the cage? He bounces like a madman. It's insane, man. It's going to be a fun fight. And like I said, on Showtime, the production is fantastic. It's easy to watch. And hopefully we get more Ronaldo. UFC's back this weekend with a really, really strange turn of events, because they didn't advertise this card at all. We all knew it was happening because we're hardcores and we watch this stuff weekly, you know, some of us daily. But we weren't sure what was going on. Really, the only thing we heard was about Diego falling off and then the main event kind of falling out. But the UFC was able to piece together a card, and I think that this card is really, really underrated. So let's go over some of the names on this card, because it's a good one. Christian Aguilera returns. Jun Young Park returns against Tefon Nichekwi. We have Ryan Benoit versus Zaru Adishev at 125. That should be a fun fight. We have the return of Kyle Daukaus against the blue chip prospect Phil Hawes. The UFC is like passion project. Unfortunately for him, he's facing my boy Kyle, so he's got his hands full. Rooting for you, Kyle. Hometown boy in Philly. The return of Ben Rothwell versus Philippe Lins. We got a banger to open the main card. Amanda Ribas coming off of her first loss in the UFC against the killer, Angela Overkill Hill. The return of Gregory Gillespie. He is facing Diego Fajera. The crochet boss, Maurice Green versus Marcus Rogerio de Lima. We have, as Alexander Kaylee calls, Neil on Neil. Neil Magny versus Jeff Neil. I 100% believe that the winner of this fight will be facing Khamzat Chimaev in his return. Then we have in the co-main event, late replacement Alex Morano against Donald Cowboy Cerrone. And then in the main event, at 125, two of the best strawweights in the world, Marina Rodriguez versus Michelle Waterson. Damn, that's a good main event. If you really look at it, like, Marina Rodriguez, stand up for days. She is just fantastic. And Michelle Waterson, you know, she's the karate hottie. You know, that's her nickname because she's got killer karate game. So that should be a really fun card. You know, a little under the radar, but if you really look deep with names like Kyle Daukaus, Amanda Ribas, Gregor Gillespie, like, just fantastic names to really fill out this card. And it's honestly just leading up to my most anticipated card of the year thus far, which we will not touch on right now. We will talk about next week on the next edition of YBE MMA. But once again, this has been YBE MMA. I am Josh Prep Egina. You can find me on all forms of social media, Elroy Preps in one word. You can find the show on Instagram at YBE MMA Podcast, as well as Teespring, teespring.com/stores/YBE MMA Podcast. Thank you so much. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.